This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, rolling Tuvah Gadol maybe?
Exactly, yeah, that's what I have down.
V'tuvah Gadol chosa lana. Hamila shel chosa u'mina kal. V'chein al yechselana yud besegol. In other words, the word chasar can mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes less of it come my way, or it can mean we will not be missing, we will not be short on food, etc. So the word chasar, so the mashmor is going on the food. We will not be lacking in food. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not take away food from us. So either the whole thing is going on Hashem or us. So it's as if we're saying Kadosh Baruch Hu should not create deficiencies and therefore will not be lacking. So there is room to have the first one. So you're saying a Kadosh Baruch Hu did not take away from us mazon, therefore we're not lacking. We will not be lacking. So this is a side of the Bria by from Kalali. When we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for whatever reason, wants a Gilui in this world, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel himself, when he talks about himself, he talks about himself. When you talk about Shmoy, that's when you're talking about Giluyim. The name is a part of myself that is only relevant for others. If I were living on a desert island without anybody else, there would not be a Metzias of a name. There is no name. If I'm the only person who lives on a desert island, then what does it mean I have a name? I am. The name is something which is the etzem. It's on the one hand, it describes me 100%. On the other hand, it only has meaning in the context of an other. So Shmoy HaGadol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon to have a bria. The place where the bria comes in this world is in a kina of Shmoy Yisbarach. So wherever there's Shmoy Yisbarach, that's where there's a need of having an other.
Meaning to say that if there was no world or nobody to reference Hashem, he wouldn't have a name?
Correct.
Even if the names represent not just
a name,
those are the finish and how he interacts with us, but if there's nobody to interact.
Right. Again, it's imagine you were living on a desert island. The word name would be meaningless. Like, well, a person who was born left as a baby and grew up. So there's no, a name is the point of reference to someone else. And in Bemela, the existence since HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted a name. That's why the gilui of a name is shaykh to others.
So why is that an important factor? Meaning, if Yeshua is saying who is gonna, meaning the fact is not, it's
His
not that there's
lingual
no
com
name and there's nobody here.
No, his mokum, it's just when I'm davening, I daven for what do the chesed because we bring to the world hakara. Since your rotzen is to have shimcha gadol, and since without us there's no shimcha gadol, so it's keilu a basis for asking the And that's what was inspired by Vosh Moi, the man Shmoi Biava. After there's the Bria's Olam, we have Hashem Elokim because that's the ongoing existence of the world. Shem Keneged Mispa Hashem Yuchad. Ba'oid, ke ha-mezoynes him al yidei Hashem Yisvach ba'atzmo, v'lo yadei malach. V'lekach ha-parnosa mesiach ha-shmoyam Yuchad, v'frat, ben harach al zeh. Bozeh, v'zoch ha-dalad dvorem, ki hu zon ma she-tzorech al achilosoi v'chuyusoi. Parnosa hu sha'at tzorech v'zenik ha-parnosa. Meitiv la-koil wa-toyba sh'oisim ha-briris. Levad mitzrochov. Utesefes toiv mushman mala, who mech mazel we saw Vizeshnema denemal shani vroim, Vishayach bezel mechin was on Lushne Sina, ke odom shaykh shaysna bezech ba odom. Afshan vil nashaykh lema rak u mech mazel we saw. So he says one reason, in other words, by odom, the word is noising because there's a pa'ula here of a, there's a pa'ula of Nesina. It is besides the food that I'm eating, there's also a transition of ownership. I take ownership of the food, which is not shared by other animals. I think there's another point, I think that's the point they're trying to make, is that by animals eat the food as is. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepares for the animal its food. So whatever plant it's eating, whatever other animal it's eating, that's being served. Adam always prepares the food. He's making the food himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to him so he gives him the corn and the wheat and the chicken. But I can't say that's called mechem mazayin because we have to prepare. We prepare it afterwards. So there's two parts. So Balech Chayim, on the one hand, the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives them a ready meal. Meirach Gisa, it's not given to them. There's no ownership. There's no concept to that. It's Mechem Hashem. I'm preparing supper for all the animals in the forest. For Adam, it's the other way around. A Kadosh Baruch Hu gives, but the preparation of the food to make into meal, that's obviously each person himself. So he says the
Think what the bracha is.
yeah brachos Pesachas Hazonas Olam. So the Kibloit filler, kasher hu atzmoi in a chofitz, loma yashpe shemes brochlehem. Lekachum is out for such a spiatoi. So, Belchain chosem mazenas a coil, shakenu chefitz a atzmoi is for finest a coil, bovner ilmoid. Okay, so he says what he's saying over here is like this. In the relationship of a mashpia and a mushpa, there are two factors involved. So, LaMarshall, let's say there are 100 people waiting for a meal. Now, the question is, how many meals am I capable of preparing? How many meals do I want to prepare? So, I want to be only 50, 50 people go hungry. Then there's one measure of what I have. Let's say, on the other hand, I'm a big Baal Chesed, Baal Tzedakah, I prepared 100 meals, only 50 Aniyim came. So, only 50 will get it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashpah of Toiv comes with two criteria. One question is, how much Toiv does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to be mashpia? And the second question is, how much Toiv is the Bria Mukhin to be mekabel? Let's take another example. Imagine that somebody comes to someone else's house as a guest. And the person offers him like a lavish, lavish meal. But the person only is eaten already. And the best he can do is eat a cookie or two, and that's it. So not more than that is going to go into him because mitzvah is kli kibble. He's got room for a cookie or two, and that's all. So in the ex interchange between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us, we have these two criteria. We have the question of the kli kibble that we have established. How much is it that we're able and willing to be koilit? And then how much Kadosh Baruch Hu mashpia? So Hazonas HaOlam means the world is the world has an open mouth waiting to be mekabel. So the sum total of mekablim is called ha'olam. That's what's there. The ratzon of Hashem is koil. So even though there is in fact no discrepancy, the ha'olam means everyone around, but it's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mid of hashpah is coming koil. The world is capable of taking some of it. There's a Moshe once spoke about at the end of Moedim. It says, "Hatoyv kilechol rachma v'amrachim kilechol samuch." So, it's like a very interesting way. It's faket in the psukim. So, Moshe said that these two midos of Hatova and Rachmim. And superficially, people tend to feel that they're both the same. It's being nice to somebody, I guess. But really, it's a lot deeper than that. Toiv is an innate rutzen to give and be mashpia. I don't want to live a life that is just centered around me. I feel that life to be unfulfilling and so on. I want to be mashpia. On the other hand, the Rotson, on the other hand, there is a person that I walk by and I see he's in terrible need. So chesed is, I take a look at my income, I have X amount of money, I want to give at least percentage Y to tzedakah because I don't want to be selfish, I want to give to others. Now, let's say there's some terrible poverty happens, or I know disease, and the people need a lot more. I see them, and it tugs at my heart. This poor person is in hunger and so on, and I give because I'm a rachem on the person. So each one of them has chesed, has in itself a limit. Mitzidi, my desire to do chesed, it can be capped, is capped at a certain amount, whatever it is. And and even though you need, I mean, my decision was to give at least 20% of my income for tzedakah. You're way past that. You're at 25%, and I can't give. I won't give. I can't give. So that is the shortcoming of chesed versus rachmin. The flip side is, it says the mashal asal rachim alo. There's a person. This person is a bad person. I'd like to do good, but you're not allowed to give this person because he's a bad person, he's an evil person, or undeserving. It only exacerbates the problem. 101 different reasons why it's up. So chesed has inherent limitations. Rachem has things that make it that you don't, you're not rachem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he does is he combines both hanhagis and both midas. HaToiv kelechol rachmav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is toiv, but rachem is always working there. So even in a place where my tovas run out, but the rachem doesn't let it, but merachem kelechol chasodav, and even if there's no, if it's a makom not to have rachmim, the chesed keeps flowing anyway. So al kapanim, the two things that he mentions over here is the hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu works by going from a mashpia to a mushpah. It's also, it helps, the point that he's making here helps us get some understanding of the role of tefillah. You know, the old question, what does he need me to tell him? If I'm hungry, he knows very well, and he's the one who made me hungry, and so on. And the answer is the tachlis of the interaction is the deher that I am getting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there be an interaction. If I don't deher it, if I don't feel my own necessity, then I don't have that feeling. It's one of those things that when a person doesn't have anything threatening him, they don't understand that itself is a chesed of Hashem Yisbarach. They once said over from the Brisker Rav was once sitting with his kids, saying Tillum Rosh Hashanah afternoon at home, with tremendous bechias and kavanas and very very. Somebody walks in and says, "Why are you saying such Tillum?" So one of the kids said, "You didn't hear about our sister?" So I said, "No." I said, "Well, that's why." In other words, the reason you're saying, since everybody's safe, that's for granted. In case something happens, that's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now we have to respond. So the other way around, tefillah makes us aware of the need, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpia before it happens. Yeah.
What does it mean by the limitation of what the Mekabel could accept or what Hashem is willing to give? Like, what is the, we as people, there's no limit to what we could accept, what we want so much. What does it mean that
No,
there's
no.
a
The
limit?
question is to be misaveh from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The tefillos of tzaddikim are. They're looking to receive a shefa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole interaction, the whole exchange of being mated with Nevroim and so on, is a form of chibur lamala, and therefore the person has to be muchen to be mekabel a shefa from lamala, to receive it, to understand that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it not go to his head. All of this is making himself a kli kibul not for etzim. So of course, health. Everybody is a kli perfect. Everybody's always willing to be healthy. Everybody's willing to be rich. Everybody's willing to be successful. The point is that tefillah means that I'm able to inherit as a ma'aseh Hashem, as coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, bracha shniyah noydelcha. Bracha zayis haschalasa noydelcha. V'chein b'soif. So this is a bracha that has, it's unique that it has this element of haidah. So Eretz is a very different type of Parnassa. Parnassa is each one is very is limited. It's a meal for today, a meal for tomorrow, whereas Chiyus is something that's called kuloi. It's all the time. I want you to go just like Chiyus vazeh shayach hida kach noisin hida al haaretz. So this is something that is a Eretz is the constant Eretz Yisrael in the sense that we're talking about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us Eretz Yisrael. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a permanent pipeline of what we need for Chiyus. Now, he's teaching over here the word Eretz Chemda, in Teva. So he says that Eretz Yisrael, whatever it is that it's giving, is something that is desirable. So, for instance, a person needs to eat. So let's say this person is a prisoner or something, so they give him just dry bread and water, and tough luck. He can live off it. It's not terribly pleasant. You don't look forward to it. It's not enjoyable and so on. But you know what? It keeps you alive. So there's no particular rutzen that it but it gives a chiyus. Eretz Yisrael has in itself the ma'ala of being Eretz Chemda. It's something that's ma'ara person's ratzon, and then it's toiva in the sense that not everything a person wants to eat is all that good for him. So it's something that it's also toiv. It's made to a person. Now the ma'ala of it being Eretz Chemda, so l'chura it's nice. It's nice that the food tastes good, and you don't have to eat it l'shem shemayim, but what kind of etzem maila is it? And I think it's like going back to what we said before, it means that we're a kli kibul for that hatava. If a person gives me what I need to live on begrudgingly, and I'm not nene from it, I don't feel, I guess I feel an objective kind of gratitude. I don't be'etzem feel that gratitude. That's the metzias. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Eretz Chemda Toivah Rechava, that it has both itself the element of Ratzon, Tshuka, So b'meila, I'm mishtekek fit and I want it, and it's got toiv. B'yeshu ginois u'padeisim noyim v'aperes kol ha'shebarech v'ad al-adam. U'mipnei ki yesh dvarim sh'adam chayim v'esim en toiv v'atzim l'bris guf v'loseis k'koyach halav, v'al zeh omer az toiv v'shi toiv v'atzim sh'machol sh'ban toivim v'yom sadon l'chassim v'zeh. Hakomer chava k'mashmo v'gam zeh ma'i lal yoyin. V'ash omer chazal perek en sokin, v'yom z'eretz hiv sh'li m'chazekas kol yeshveo, v'ein lam doichik ha'yishuv k'ach nizka zeh achrav. So it says these are three different qualities. One is it's desirable, two is that it's some good, and three, it's something that is benachas and not bitzar. Now he adds another point. V'yeshcha lahavin ke'ilu chemda. Each one of these things, it's not just a piling on of a lot of very nice things. Each one represents a different gift of Elvis. So since Avram's midas to be an ohuv on the other, so so therefore, the mida that corresponds to that is chemda, meaning that whatever is their good registers with the other person as well. So if I'm there and I do good with other people, that registers with the other people. Notice, toiv is something that it's an objective description. This is something that is toiv, and b'meila Yaakov Avinu is pure toiv. So he just stole through the pasuk. Now, what's not clear is why is it like that? Now, why is Rechava roi for Yitzchak? So let's take a dogma. Yitzchak is connected avoda. Yaakov is connected Torah. Avram connected Chesed. Yitzchak is connected avoda. The place that it says Rachvas about is Tzfufim or Mishtach says it Berchava says it about Avoda, about Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hamikdash was the makom where the you had this mila of Rachvas. So there is connected Yitzchak, Bahar Hashem Yiroed. That's the place. Okay, but why? What does that have to do with his avodah in particular? So I think the pshat is like this. It is the hallmark of avodah that a person is mitzamtzem himself. A person, an oved Hashem, is someone that his self becomes extremely compressed, and it's all for Hashem. I don't think it's not me. There's a story that somebody once came to a yeshiva and he complained to the mashgiach that the bochurim step all over me. So the mashgiach told him if you wouldn't take up so much space, they wouldn't step all over you. But you fill up the whole Beis Medrash. Your ego is in a, Yitzchak is a b'china of afreid tzava munach tas his kavod. There is no self over there. If I'm a kula in eved, then I don't have my own metzias. So rachva is something that is specific to that midah, because it's Midas Adin is something that's Mitzamtzem, Avodah is something that's Mitzamtzem, and the middle, that's the Midah. So Avraham Avinu's Midah, when it is native to others, it's Me'orah in others a sense of Toiv. Yaakov Avinu's a sense of chemda. I'm sorry, it evokes desire. The other person finds you and your malach desirable. Yaakov Avinu, a Torah is toiv. A Torah is perfect, and therefore everything finds its place. So anything in Torah, Yaakov Avinu didn't have any psul in his zera. He was kulay toiv, because Torah is Kuloi, it's not, there's no Pseudos Moriv in it. And finally, Yitzchok's Avodah was Kuloi Rachas. It was all something that when you eliminate the self, what's left is Bili Mitzar. Okay, I think we'll hold it over here.